Well, this piece we just played for you is just a little something we introduce ourselves with, and it's by an anonymous composer, and we decided to put that at the beginning of the program because we're a little anonymous at first here. But we are the Blue Water Brass Trio, and I noticed on the board out there, we were called the Blue Trio, and we're going to make you not feel blue. We'll try to make you feel happy tonight. We're going to play some pieces next from the Anna Magdalena Notebook by Johann Sebastian Bach. And these are arranged for brass trio. They obviously weren't written for this group of instruments. They're clavier pieces that Bach wrote for his second wife, I guess. He kind of taught her how to play keyboard instruments, and these were training pieces. And a lot of people are probably familiar with these pieces because they're quite frequently used today in beginning method books and as beginning solo pieces. A man named Froppenpohl arranged these for this instrumentation. And later on in the evening, we'll play an original brass trio by Froppenpohl. This is in 5 movements, by the way.
Thank you.
should introduce the individual members of the group. I'm Roger Burnett. I'm French horn. This is Joanne Kristen. I'm trombone, and Stephen Keene on trumpet. And Joanne and I have been here before. The Blue Water Trio has been here, well, what was it, 4 years ago, I guess, we were here in Holden. And Steve's never been up here with the group, but he was here last month on a hike through town, so this is his first time he's had a chance to spend any time here. The piece we're going to do now is by composer Oscar Boehme, and it's part of a two-movement piece. We're going to be playing just the first movement, which is a prelude. And this is among the earliest pieces written for brass trio. I think it was written in the early 20th century, but it still belongs to the Romantic school. It's a little bit, sentimental or something, Oscar Boehme. He was writing at the same time as Schoenberg and a lot of contemporary composers, but it doesn't sound like that at all, so I hope you enjoy this. The next piece we're going to play is in five movements, and it's entitled Trio, actually three brass instruments, and it's by Dr. David Huber, who was a former teacher of mine. He's a trombone teacher in New Jersey, and he was directing a brass choir that I played with. The first movement of this one is in two sections. There's a medium tempo section, then it speeds up and slows back, and there's several tempo changes to it. His writing is mostly in modern style. You can hear some jazz chord harmonies. It's not jazz oriented in that it doesn't swing necessarily, but you'll hear some different harmonies than you just heard in the Baroque and Romantic periods. They're more modern harmonies related to jazz. So this is Trio by David Huber.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pieces, I should say, are two fugues that we actually combined together. These are both by Johann Pachelbel. They are Renaissance fugues, and a fugue, as you probably know, is kind of like a round, where there's a main melody, which is followed by that same melody, and then there is a working out of the parts between bringing back that same melody again. So it's kind of like Row, Row, Row Your Boat, only more complicated.
Thank you. trio playing has to be some of the most taxing of all brass playing, because unlike playing in a large ensemble, there's nobody to hide behind. I mean, what you hear is what you get. And we're three are playing all the time. There's hardly any rest for anybody. So it's difficult playing. And we're tired. The last piece we're going to do is called Rondo. It's from a three-movement work by Poulenc, and it's probably the most famous brass trio in existence today. It was one of the first major pieces for brass trio. He's a French composer, a contemporary composer. This piece was written, I believe, in the mid-1920s, and it has been a mainstay of trio literature ever since. So we're going to play the Rondo, the last movement from his trio.
Thank you.